College football players hoping to be a top pick in the NFL draft face an uncertain few years while they're still in school. An illness or injury could derail a high-paying career playing pro football. Matt Levin talks to us about a little-known type of insurance that could buy some peace of mind.
2 years ago, if you asked Pac-12 defenses for the scariest name in all of college football, the leading response would probably be this guy.
Pick up. Lee comes in motion a little bit. Barkley drops to pass. Lee on a slant and catches the ball at the 35. Stays on his feet to the 30. Down the middle of the 20. He's at the 10. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, USC.
That's former USC wide receiver Marquise Lee. And in 2012, he was an absolute nightmare for opposing defenses.
USC, 80 yards. They just couldn't catch up to him.
Most NFL insiders were projecting Lee as at least a top 10 draft pick. For Lee, that meant a $12 million payday was only a year away. A lot can happen in a year.
Marquise is slow to get up.
He is writhing back and forth.
After suffering a knee injury during a punt return in his junior season, Lee's production tanked. So much so that when the draft finally did roll around, Lee wasn't selected until the early second round. He ultimately signed a $5 million deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars, which doesn't sound too bad, but remember, Lee was originally projected to make at least $12 million before his injury. All that money would be lost for Lee if it wasn't for three words.
Loss of value.
Loss of value.
Loss of value insurance.
Before his junior year, Lee bought what's called a loss of value insurance policy. While they are popular in baseball and basketball, they are most common in college football.
You look at the average contracts that they'll sign coming out. You want to protect a certain portion of that. Again, in the event that a player suffers a catastrophic injury.
That's Chris Larshevik, Executive Vice President of Sports and Entertainment for International Specialty Insurance. He was the guy who actually wrote the policy Marquise Lee purchased in 2013. The key to loss of value is that a player's fall in draft stock has to be the result of an injury. The player has to prove that it wasn't just a bad year. And Noel Paul, attorney for the law firm Reed Smith, says proving that isn't so simple.
The insurance company could very well argue that we think it's because NFL teams figured out that, you know what, you're really not that big. You're not the prototype NFL receiver that everyone's looking for.
That's why, for many, the jury is still out on loss of value policies.
Has a player ever collected on a loss of value insurance policy before?
Again, I'm not in everybody's books, but to my knowledge, the answer is no.
Ronnie Kaymore, the CEO of the company that sold Marquise Lee's loss of value policy, said he personally knows of a major conference quarterback that collected on a policy after falling in the draft. But confidentiality agreements do not permit the insurance company to make it public. Even if there is a record of a player collecting on loss of value, the USC athletic department doesn't know about it.
Now, whether anybody knows what it really takes to get the loss of value payout, you know, nothing's ever been paid out. You know, I think we had a couple students in the past couple years that if those don't pay out, I don't know what will.
Kevin Sargent is the head of athletic compliance at USC. He fields calls regularly from loss of value brokers and makes sure players understand the policies and receive competitive quotes. If Lee gets less than what he thought he would get, it may mean players are less likely to purchase these policies, which means you may see less top players returning to college when they could go pro.
I don't know. I think it would impact it for sure. I don't think it would devastate the business. It could maybe take a year or two to come back from.
No matter the Lee resolution, there are other forces that are pushing athletic departments to promote loss of value policies. Last year, the NCAA ruled that schools can pay for these policies on behalf of athletes. That means schools have an even stronger incentive to promote these policies just to retain a competitive recruiting edge. For Annenberg Radio News, this is Matt Heller.